This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Flying into or out of a major metropolitan American airport is nobody's idea of a good time. Not always convenient, old, to be charitable infrastructure, crowded, you get my drift. So the economic question becomes, to what end are travelers willing to go to make their flying lives better? Kristen Schwab reports now from a little-known airport trying to get a piece of New York City aviation.
New York City resident Kathleen Lavery just got off a return flight from Dublin. She picks up her luggage, walks out the door, and onto a shuttle headed for New York City. This is her first trip using Stewart International Airport in Newburgh, New York, 60 miles north of Manhattan.
All my friends and coworkers and other family members, no one's even heard of this airport.
Lavery visits family in Dublin once a year and usually flies out of John F. Kennedy International Airport in Queens. She took a chance on Stewart because it only cost her $240 round trip, one-third of what she usually pays at JFK.
It was a completely different experience, almost like comically simplified.
Simple is a good way to describe Stewart. It started in the 1930s as an Air Force base, and military planes still make up much of its business. There are just a few airlines that fly there, among them American, Delta, and JetBlue. And for most of the day, Stewart is eerily empty and filled with more wandering employees than travelers. The one terminal is a low-slung, brown concrete building with a lonely Quiznos sandwich shop at the entrance. Despite its size and location, it's now considered a New York City region airport. JFK, Newark, LaGuardia, and...
S-T-E-W-A-R-T, spell Stewart.
That's Stewart's general manager, Ed Harrison. This summer, Norwegian Air started offering $99 flights to Ireland, Scotland, and Norway, targeting New York City residents and tourists. Harrison says New York airports, like everything else here, are running out of space.
We need more air capacity in the New York metropolitan area. The region is growing and the region has to thrive.
Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, the government arm that operates New York City and New Jersey Transit, bought Stewart a decade ago. It spent $200 million repairing its two runways, hiring more customs and TSA agents, and acquiring one very important license.
Our concessionaire, Hudson News, got a liquor license.
Bjorn Hansen, who teaches hospitality and tourism at New York University, says Stewart's lack of airport grandeur is what travelers have been looking for. Fewer flight delays, shorter TSA wait times.
Parking is closer. Parking is less expensive. The walk from check-in to where the gate is can be shorter. I think this is a great option.
But Seth Kaplan, who runs Airlines Weekly, isn't sure Stewart will take off.
It is tough with alternative airports to market them abroad. In some cases, people who are coming to the United States for the first time have to be comfortable with the idea that they're really going to be able to get to where they're going.
In 2017, 400,000 travelers are expected to fly through Stewart. That's compared to almost 59 million through JFK last year. But alternative airport success stories do exist. Baltimore as a way to get to DC, Fort Lauderdale as a means to Miami. But these are all within an hour drive of their destinations. Stewart is pushing 80 minutes, and that's on a good day. On the bus, Kathleen Lavery's trip is coming to a close. It took 2 hours from the baggage carousel to New York City, but she's feeling positive.
I think it's all about expectations. For me, it was such a price discount that I absolutely would do it again.
That is, if those cheap flights still exist. Prices for round-trip flights from Stewart to Dublin have gone up as much as 6 times what Lavery paid when she booked a couple of months ago. In New York, I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.